Betrayed by diplomacy. The papal leaders at last resorted to diplomacy. A compromise was entered into that betrayed the Bohemians into the power of Rome. The Bohemians had specified 4 points as the condition of peace with Rome: 1. The free preaching of the Bible. 2. The right of the whole church to both the bread and the wine in the communion and the use of the mother tongue in divine worship. 3. The exclusion of the clergy from all secular offices and authority. And 4. In cases of crime, the jurisdiction of the civil courts over clergy and laity alike. The papal authorities agreed that the 4 articles should be accepted, but that the right of explaining them should belong to the council, in other words, to the Pope and the Emperor. Rome gained by dissimulation and fraud what she had failed to gain by conflict. Placing her own interpretation upon the Hussite articles, as upon the Bible, she could pervert their meaning to suit her purposes. A large class in Bohemia, seeing that it betrayed their liberties, could not consent to the compact. Dissensions arose, leading to strife among themselves. The noble Procopius fell, and the liberties of Bohemia perished. Again, foreign armies invaded Bohemia, and those who remained faithful to the gospel were subjected to a bloody persecution. Yet their firmness was unshaken. Forced to find refuge in caves, they still assembled to read God's word and unite in his worship. Through messengers secretly sent to different countries, they learned that amid the mountains of the Alps was an ancient church, resting on the foundations of Scripture, and protesting against the idolatrous corruptions of Rome. With great joy, a correspondence was opened with the Waldensian Christians. Steadfast to the gospel, the Bohemians waited through the night of their persecution, in the darkest hour still turning their eyes toward the horizon like men who watch for the morning.